Welcome back, everyone, to episode 10 of the Varsity Blues Podcast, baby. Let's go.
10 episodes, 10 weeks. Let's go.
All right. So everyone, or I'm sure everyone who listens to this knows that we have been doing this for a little over 2 months. And
Almost three months.
We've learned a lot since. And I'm speaking on behalf of AJ as well that we are thankful and we're grateful to everyone who tunes in every week to two guys who don't know what they're talking about most of the time. Legit. And you know, I'm fully aware. But I'm fully aware that there are levels to this shit. And since we are starting, everything that we have been talking about so far, I would say I'm happy about it. I'm satisfied.
Yeah. I mean, we got good reviews from our friends and other listeners as well. It's been not even positive stuff. I mean, sure, there's negatives, but that's for us in preparing for one.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. As I said, again, there are levels to the shit. And, you know, looking back in maybe 2-3 years, I would replay these episodes and
Anyways, for being a 10 episode as well, I want to introduce two people in my life. All right. One of them who's been with me for like 4 years, been together since the start, lived together, worked together, love each other, my good friend, my dear friend, Zoro.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Zoro. Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
Woo! And I also have my beautiful baby, Ellie, here.
Fuck you. What the fuck type of intro was that, bitch?
Hey, bitch, you still get love. You get the baby, all right? Keep that, bitch.
You get the baby?
My bar is still working. It's still got a few more months left.
No. Wait. I want the baby.
Okay. Wait, what? Okay, hold up. We're going to introduce each other. All right, let's start with Zoro, my friend. Full name, what do you do, how you know me. Let's go.
Hi, so all my friends call me Zoro. My actual name is Zoravar Gil, so it's a Persian-Indian hybrid name. I've known AJ since, 2017, since we used to work at Optus together. So, you know, we've been in the lowest lows working at Optus, and the highest highs, which never happened at Optus. I currently work as a financial crime analyst at a bank.
Damn.
Give me that loans, boy. That's
crazy. which sounds more exciting than it is, but I'm really lucky for being where I am. People have taken chances on me. And I'm really lucky that I am where I am now.
Hey, how'd you know me again?
So I've known AJ since 2017 at Optus. There's this Filipino boy that walked in incredibly good looking, had two earrings in his ears, had like flashiest hair. But he couldn't make it, but then AJ joined in the week after that. I think I would say we've been friends pretty much almost since day one.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think it's been almost 4 years now.
Fucking close. Yeah. I think around August or September.
Yeah, I mean, I'm jealous for how long AJ and Jay have known each other, but I'm glad that I've known AJ for 4 years.
And funny thing is, your friendship with me is longer than my current girlfriend as well. That's interesting. So that's my girlfriend.
Damn straight.
Hey, my name's Ellie. I've been dating AJ for 3 years now, something like three that.
Years. Give it a month. Yeah, 3 years.
3 years and a month. There you go.
Damn.
As you can tell, he much loves Zoro much more than me. I'm always the side chick to everyone, to Jay, to Zoro. That's just me, guys. What else? I work as a nurse. I've been nursing for about a year and a half now. I work in a general medical ward, been having fun with that, being the sugar mummy of this family.
That's true. And I gotta argue with that. Yo, her being a nurse as well, she's more mistaken as a fellow than me.
Really?
Yeah. It's the funniest thing.
Oh.
Like, especially, like, right? A lot of people are like, yo, Filipino? Filipina?
Filipino.
Filipina? And then they start speaking to me in Tagalog, and I'm just like, no. No, I'm sorry.
I'm the Vietnamese.
Oh my God.
No, hold up. There's no racism.
Why?
Why'd you say that I'm Vietnamese in a Filipino accent?
I don't know. Is that Filipino accent? It's
cultural appropriation in like different aspects. But you said, what's your nationality again?
So I'm full purebred Indian. I moved to Australia when I was 11, hence why my accent is this weird fucked up mess of God knows what.
No, bro, you're beautiful. You're
beautiful. See, I told you I'm a sad bitch. Look at him.
Anyway. Oh, shit. But yeah, shit, you do like a good job right now as a financial crime, right?
Yeah, actually, no, it's really exciting. I kind of, to be honest, I fell into it. AJ knows the story, but I started off doing IT. I figured I could do it because I liked it in high school. Started doing it, realized it wasn't for me.
It's fucking trash.
Exactly, says the guy who just graduated with an IT degree.
Yes,
yeah, man. And then one of my friends who I met at university, we both changed our degrees together to finance. And then we kind of just fell into banking. And now we both work in banking, me in the back end and he works sort of in the front end lending.
That's beautiful stuff though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very interesting.
This boy's chasing thieves and bank robbers.
That's true. Like you deal with those like people who get scams, right? Who do stupid shit. Or like they go on like websites and find for girls and they'll be like, yo, send me 2,000K, okay? And I'll give you the love, I'll give you the puss.
I'm that one Indian guy that's helping you not get scammed by the other Indian people.
No, that's facts. That's pure facts right there.
Like, are there any like crazy stories that you want to share?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess the most common ones and the ones where I guess we have the most trouble with convincing our, you know, customers, banking customers, is, you know, romance scams.
Oh, yeah.
It's when there's this 80-year-old woman, you know, who's never had a partner ever. And she's funding someone in Hong Kong. She's paying his bail, supposed bail in Hong Kong, $50,000 a year. So he can come to Australia and be with her. She's never met him. She's never seen his face. All he has is a Facebook profile. Things like that where we have to, like, you know, work with the customer, advice, you know, these are normal scams that we see, but at the end of the day, it is their money. So with cases like that, that's the hardest ones that we go through. Damn. It's when people are just brainwashed to that extreme degree and they lose all their life savings.
Yeah, that's fucking scary.
Wow.
80-year-old,
yep.
Holy. But shit happens though. Like, I think apparently I listened to a few podcasts that had the same conversation. There is an actual Facebook page where old people go to and purse their scammers thing. It was like, has anyone seen this man? He's my boyfriend. Been sending him so much money for this. And he hasn't responded back to me. I'm like, bro, are you?
That's so sad. Like, these scammers are really targeting people that are so vulnerable.
Yeah.
And it's working because, like, what else do they know? Like, the technology is new. They don't know that people are going to start using this shit for bad things.
Facts.
Losing however many hundreds of thousands in 1 year.
Innocent.
So I guess in that regards, the job is a little bit depressing sometimes when you can't recover the money. But then on the other flip side, when you can help them recover the money, you know, they're crying, especially in COVID. It's their life savings.
Oh, fuck.
And true. The stereotype is that it's the older people who get scammed because they're true. Not as up to, you know, date with technology and as sort of computer literate.
Yeah.
So though, I reckon those things sort of make up with it for all the bad times.
Do you get like thank yous when like you get their money back, or are they just like, oh, but that's my love life there?
Yeah, well, it's a double-edged sword. So when they realize that they are in a scam, but they've been sending money to this guy for 6-7 years, we can't recover money from 6 years ago that you've been sending to, you know, Japan or Hong Kong. So they get mad, saying that, well, you're a bank, you should, but I mean, we don't have the money and you've sent the money. And there's checks in place that we help to mitigate these risks before they happen, but there's only so much we can do. But then the other sort of side where you help save someone $100, but it's $100 they needed to sustain their life because they live paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're literally, you know, crying over the phone. And that's how much it means to them. So I guess there's sort of extremes on both sides.
Yeah, that is kind of depressing.
Yeah.
You think of it, yeah.
Mm. But really exciting, really important, yeah.
Really exciting.
It's like this old grandma that's like lost like $20,000 and you're like, how exciting.
How do you guys pick the cases? Do you guys get very assigned juicy to it, or is it like one of those, it's like, yo, give me that old man, I want to see his old life.
it's no deal or no deal. We don't just go we don't just pick a briefcase with a higher dollar value and go for that guy. The cases kind of just come to us, but we also do a lot of transaction monitoring where we look at trends, and there's like data analysis and intelligence analysts who go ahead and look for trends and patterns of cases we've seen in the past, and the kind of sort of fraud trends we see to see if we can get an idea of maybe this guy is sending money to possibly a romance scam, or on the other end you have, you know, fake investment scams where someone says, I'll help you deposit money in Varsity Blue Coins. It's a new cryptocurrency that just came out.
Let's go big, and then you bigger. Have
the absolute worst, I reckon, is child exploitation.
Oh, what the fuck's that?
Was this an Asian country?
Basically, yeah. Well, the stereotype is South African, Asian countries.
Yeah, okay.
They send money to exploit kids, and in return of transferring those funds, they get pictures and possibly videos of kids.
Fuck. Okay.
What the? This is like stuff you see on dark web, huh?
Yeah, there's some dark web shit. Ooh. And again, I've been on dark web. That shit ain't right.
You've been on dark web?
I'm IT, man.
Damn.
I'm not saying I'm looking at for like I want to test it out. I was like, what is this shit? Oh, okay.
It's like
I'm going to turn around and close the door now.
But legit, okay. Like to access it, it's not as hard. Like you have to download a browser called.
Yeah, let's talk about it afterwards. Let me give you some. Tell me what not to do.
Yeah. I feel like this is like a legal information. Yeah,
No. The thing is, because dark web is technically there's no law, whatever they call it. It's because the internet's technically free.
There's no regulation.
Okay. So there's no regulations. Like this is the 90% part of the internet that the dark side is. But yeah, fuck, that's pretty dark shit, eh?
Yeah, but I guess it is important. It's exciting in the sense that it's really substantial, and it's an area that I never knew existed when I was at university.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's the biggest takeaway. These positions that I never knew are there in banking. As I get older, I'm finding them, and I'm growing up, and it finally is becoming like a career. And then I get to talk about it with wonderful people like you. So
Makes it worth it.
Let's go.
Who cares if someone lost 100K?
Who cares? It's just 100K. Just a life savings.
That's a good story.
Talking about that kind of stuff, though, like how, like, when you've graduated high school, when you graduated uni, you find these many more avenues that you can get into. Like, Jesus, if I knew the type of jobs in the hospital that I could have gotten rather than this, oh,
bruh.
Even more sugar mummy.
Bruh, she's like, legit. I'm a trust fund baby because of her.
I guess, like, knowing where you guys are now, what would you do differently if you had to go back to uni?
Oh, I would take a different course.
Ooh,
I would probably take. I'll probably get a lot of shit for this. Probably CI.
Oh,
majoring in what?
I don't know yet, but I've always wanted to, you know, do something that's different from what I do now, like business.
Movies and stuff.
Like I've always wanted to be more creative than what I am now.
No, that's good.
And when I did business, I was sort of like I lost interest during a pandemic. When the pandemic hit, I sort of went through like this burnout phase where I was just like, dude, I'm so done with this. Like I'm not even happy doing this anymore. I'm not interested. The only thing that pushed me through was my visa.
Oh shit, yeah, because you gotta finish that.
Oh, that's like, right. I have to finish it now.
Like, homie, come on, so, don't fuck up.
yeah. Like if I were to, you know, turn back time, and I would definitely not choose business management.
For me, bro, to be fair, I would have, like, if I would have, like, you know, chose, I would probably still do the same course, but I would have taken a gap year. Ooh. I fucking wanted a gap year. Okay. At least find myself fucking, I know that's
some
BS shit.
Yeah, that's
but, like, at least you're able to find a job, like, get into that industry and actually figure out what's happening. And then that's what you can probably build up and go to uni and be like, oh, shit, there it is. I think I spoke to this about in a podcast as well in the start or a second about this one.
Taking a gap year?
Yeah. I think just like any type of advice to who's going to uni.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but I don't think you've mentioned taking a gap year.
I feel like as much as a gap year would have been nice, like I did not have the money to take a gap year. I wouldn't have been able to travel anywhere. I had like nothing in my bank.
I'm not saying work. I'm not saying travel, but like
figure out. At least take the time to find what you're really interested in.
Yeah, find work.
Because you're investing so much on, you know, you're putting out so much resources into something you're not sure yet. But
right, that was me. Fuck.
There's so much stigma into taking a gap year, considering that you're putting like 20 to 30K as like a 17-year-old into like a loan that you're going to have to pay off for the next like, what, 10, 20 years?
40 years.
Yeah.
Like you don't even think about that. It's only now that I'm actually working and getting money. I'm just like, oh, shit, that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
fuck me. Yeah. I had to pay half as well, but my boy here had to pay full. Shit, my bad, bro.
Yeah, sucks. International students, man. There are better ways. There are better ways. Think about it.
Okay. Anyways, I got a question for you, baby.
What?
What was You know how we met already. Should we tell? Like, should you explain how we met?
Oh yeah, 100%. Okay, 100%. So we got like a matchmaker friend. Forever bless her soul, Natty. My love.
Big shout out.
She basically was like, actually no. For that year prior, I was already like on Tinder, or on Hinge, ooh, and all that kind of stuff, big looking around. You know,
unban me, you fucker.
That's why I got fucking banned.
God. And then they're just like, oh, we have this good boy who has changed. He has changed his life around.
Yo, where the like, good boy
came then she from? Shows me a picture and I'm like,
oh.
Bro, good boy gang.
And I'm like,
the Christian. I was a Hillsong.
And then she sets up this dinner. So it's actually really funny. There's like, what was it? Like four different couples, I think. So there was Jin and Natty, and there were three other couples, including me and AJ as well. And then we spent the night, had dinner, had drinks. I passed out. And then I woke up and played PUBG.
Oh.
Legit though.
What was your like first impression of him?
Actually, I remember the first time I saw him, I was like, damn, those arms. Because back then, he used to have muscle. But,
I still love that shit.
You know, in the last 3 years, we've kind of both let ourselves go a little bit. Just a little bit.
It's a good relationship, like healthy relationship weight, though. You lose that stuff, you gain weight, whatever.
Yeah. It's very common in
gain weight and happiness.
Yeah. Yeah. But for me, like they told me about Ellie, like this. Oh, they're like, oh, this girl, she's meeting like someone at least, right? I'm like, okay, cool,
someone whatever. At least. What the fuck? I didn't
word that properly, but they did mention your name, and she's like,
"Oh, what?"
They were like, "Yo, this settled. Is." They were like, "This is this cute thick girl. Yeah, I know you like thick." I'm like, "What?"
I bet you're looking at him drunk. And
I was drunk though. <What? laughs> But anyways, so they told me she was in Tinder, so I downloaded. I was just looking around, and I did find her. And I was like, damn, is that her?
Guess which swipe way left. He fucking... Bitch!
Swipe left immediately.
I had whole body photos showing how thick...
And I was looking for a bit. I was like, okay, cool. Swipe left.
And here we are, 3 years later, living together with two cats.
Oh, cat parents. Ooh.
Oh, fucking
shit. Honestly, though, great. Like, that's why great. Would you swipe left? He swiped left and then, like, a few days later...
Yeah,
really. Why?
I don't know. I was going to my head. I think it was just like, okay, cool. They're going to introduce me. It's just best to save it then.
Really?
I feel like if we had a conversation prior, some things would have been a bit easier at the start.
Bro, I'm trash at message. You know me. Like,
oh, true. You're pretty trash at messaging. Yeah.
Like, yeah, is can't that right?
Confirm. Yeah. Voicemail and messages and shit.
You're like, yo, where like, the fuck are you?
You're like the type of person who's more, you'd converse more physically. Then in
even the phone as well, I'm more fucking...
No, you're not. Like, that time...
What time?
3 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
You were pretty dead.
What 3 years ago?
I meant, like, how you texted, how you messaged.
Oh, yeah, message was, yeah, like, dead. I was like, oh, sup, dude. Oh, yeah, cool. Bye.
I feel like when AJ met you, he learned a lot. He took a lot of stuff from you. He took a lot of your
100%, like, yeah. Like
that...
Personality?
Yeah, the fucking laughing...
Yeah, that
you know, like, haha isn't enough. Hehe is like...
Like,
that's how I want it read.
That's something I noticed as well.
But like when you're together with someone, like you kind of pick up on like different little aspects and stuff like that. But we've kind of just become one person.
Mm. She's more chatty than me. That's why I kind of consumed that shit from her. Yeah.
Dominant.
But the one thing that will never definitely disappear is my love for Zoro. I'm going to repeat that. My love for Zoro is real since like day one. Right?
Just for context, me and AJ have worked in two different companies together.
Where was the other company?
Optus and CUA.
The bank. I worked in the bank as well with this guy.
Yeah, I got him.
The one in the
left.
City.
Yeah. I followed that.
The day his probation happened.
So this, technically
this bitch he passed his probation the day he got it. He's like, I'm leaving, by the way. And manager's like, congrats. Okay.
Legit. Okay, so the story was I was applying prior to like a month prior to my what's it called probation period. And I saw this company online which is more IT based. I'm like, fuck it, I'll try it out. I didn't expect to get it. I got it. I did the interviews, online interviews, whatever. And I think a week prior to me, you know, giving my notice, they're like, oh yeah, we want to hire you. I'm like, what the fuck? Shit, okay, I gotta break it down to these coworkers. So it was a day I was about to tell them because I finally got the offer, accepted it, And we always do, because we were working from home, we did the, what's that called? The Zoom calls?
Yeah.
So we were doing Zoom calls. And out of nowhere, Blue, they were like, oh, yeah, by the way, guys, you guys want to say congrats to someone? I'm like, what the fuck was this? It's AJ's 6 months probation period. And they're like, yeah. I'm like, shit. Straight up after that day, I called up my manager. He's like, hello.
Oh, he just embarrassed himself, bro.
Yeah, I did. But
that's sad.
I remember him texting me in real time and he was so stressed.
I was legit.
He was like, oh my God.
I messaged Zora. I was like, yo, Zora, I'm quitting, but I'm on a Zoom call right now. Don't congratulate me.
This man's manager came to our house to give him a going away present.
Actually,
yeah, he did.
Bro, you dogged him like that.
He's working from home. This man physically drove to our house to give him a gift.
I didn't expect that. Actually, no, I knew he was going to do that because he did, like, he did that for someone's party at birthday. He surprised her and came to her place. I was like, fuck, he's going to do that for me. Because he wasn't like online for like an hour. The moment I checked him, I was like, he's already there. I'm like, fuck, his motherfucker's already outside.
Shit, what did he give you?
It was mostly like from all the team members. They gave me like a card.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so big. I like them.
That's a good working environment.
I say it's kind of forced.
It was forced.
It's a cultural force.
Oh, okay.
Customer service, sales sort of based.
Role. Yeah, okay. Oh. So they're trying to moral.
Yeah, that false sense of like community and like togetherness.
We're a family. Like some possibly we're a family. But yeah, prior to that, though, Optus is my favorite thing because this motherfucker. We always make in front of customers. Or like hitting on, like, not hitting, but like trying to rate other girls. I know it's kind of, what's that word? Misogynistics?
Misogynist?
Yeah, fuck. That was pretty bad of me back then about that. That shit was like funny.
Damn,
shit.
I didn't know you were a dick.
Yeah, I am a dick. Hey. No. But it was like, it wasn't like purely like the, like, you know, look, it's like a funny way we try to do it. It's just like.
Yeah, well, we never rated. We were never like, you know, is she 1 out of 10? What we would do is when someone's serving a customer and it's a female of any age, whatever, we would go up to that person. And you know how guys ask, is she a yes or a no? To think, you know, would you date her kind of thing?
Like a smash or pass.
But yeah, but instead of, you know, being a yes or no, we would like go up, we would have a serious conversation, we would like interrupt them, we're like, hey, wait.
Before you talk, so the brand we work for is Optus, and their like slogan is Yes Optus.
Bro, I feel like just saying the brand out there is a big no-no.
I don't give a shit. Okay, continue.
Fuck, I feel like this is...
We're going to get like a libel case. Yeah. And, like, when we make dude, it big, like it'll be a libel case.
No, we're too small for that shit.
Yeah. Dude, like, look.
Just they're going to come back to small now. Now.
We're too small. Okay.
We're going to think about bigness. We're not too small.
Yo,
they're going to come back to episode 10. They're going to listen to you shit-talking them.
Yeah, it's not shit-talking. Okay.
But yeah, we would go up to the guy. And we would be like, have a serious question. We're like, hey man, by the way, is this yes of this or no of this?
Well, we're talking about like a contract. Is it like this or is it like this? Like then, yes or no, bro.
And it was just like an inside joke to say, would you date her? Would you not date her?
Man, guys are gross. What the fuck?
I feel like that's something we would do as well.
Yeah, I mean, I was young. I was like, what, fucking 19 or 20 and shit.
Yeah, well, you know, that's our humor anyway.
Times change. I don't do that shit anymore.
You sure about that?
Yeah, babe. Thanks.
You sure?
Now it's more about rating guys.
Yeah, it's true. That's like, yo, the legs.
This boy, like, when I met him, I was like, fucking, like, this guy's bi. Like there's no other option. He has to be bi. Like, the way,
he's like, he's closeted bi.
He's just denying it. He hasn't, like, come out yet. He doesn't know. Like, I can teach him.
Yo, chill.
He's like, one thumb up the bum.
hold up, what the fuck?
This boy would go up to them and just slap their ass. Just like, bro, slap their ass. Come up behind them, like whisper sweetness into their ears. Like, what the fuck?
Can I just say, this hasn't stopped. Bro, Elliot and AJ groped my ass on a 24/7 basis.
Yo.
Bro, I remember we were playing pool, you groped my ass. I was like, wait, what? No, yeah, you ain't no girl. Bro, this guy. Yeah. Holy shit.
God. Me and Ellie play a game. Right? It's a game. And it's called find your nipples. And I forget Zoro, because mostly he wears like t-shirts or like hoodies or whatever. And we like to pinch that nipple. If we miss, we miss.
Like, we have to, we get like a one chance, like a shot in the dark. And if we get it, we get it.
Like when it's open, like when his arm is down, when it's unexpected.
When it's cold and his nipples are up.
I say you twisted my nipples. Yeah, I did. I was like, wait, you ain't no girl.
Yeah, he got it from me. That's why.
Oh, fuck. Shit, son.
You see, I used to do it to AJ, but like AJ's nipples are the same and it's boring now. I need to broaden my horizons.
Yo, what the
up to Zara.
Hold on.
It's the same. Wait.
Is my mic on?
Yeah, it's on.
It's on. Okay. I thought I left
it's
it on.
It's always on. Just get closer.
I thought I left it on mute. Sorry.
No, we remembered it.
So why don't you let us our opinion of our lack of getting your consent for free the nipple, touch the nipple.
Hey man, I've just.
What about butt groping? What about groping? What do you think about groping?
What about all these sexual assault that we did to you?
They groped me. They pinched me. Fingers have gone to places.
They've
gone into things that haven't seen the sunlight.
These boys used to live together. Zara had a queen size bed. They could have done whatever they wanted. I don't know what happened when I wasn't there.
But yeah, me and AJ have known each other for 3+ years, worked in 2 different companies, and we've lived each other kind of for 1 year up until last week, this week actually. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. I think I spoiled in its podcast as well last week or 2 weeks ago. But yeah, I moved out now and living with my girl, Ellie, fully.
He's going to pay me finally, like Jesus. Yeah. For the past like 3 months, he's been living at mine like 5 days a week and not paying and... You know, like, what the fuck, man?
I pay you with love.
No, it's not even that good.
Not even like, oh, shit, that's a...
That's one thing I didn't realize. Damn. All of us now also moved out, like, properly from our parents. Especially you, Jay, you have to move out.
I have to move out.
You're in a whole different country, man.
Yeah, like, again, can you just share experience of moving out to Australia? Like, I know you had me as a friend here, but it's still quite different.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially living alone, you really learn a lot of stuff. I think the hardest part about... living alone is obviously that loneliness that I sort of got used to.
Oh, yeah.
And I would always tell myself, like, I shouldn't be, you know, sad about doing this stuff alone, being more independent. Because at the end of the day, you know, all I have is myself. Like, I'm not going to call my friends up at 1 a.m. when I'm having, like, a breakdown, you know. So I appreciate living alone. That's why I never really like living with roommates. I don't like that stuff.
Yeah.
Because I like my privacy as well, don't get me wrong, but just that sense of peacefulness when you live alone, yeah, I feel like nothing beats that, really.
Mm.
Yeah.
I cannot relate.
Same, I get home to
But yeah, also, like you, what was your experience moving out with our friend Jinan and me?
Yeah, well, I got really lucky that from a whole sort of friend group, because I've only known AJ and that sort of friend circle for 4 or 5 years. I was lucky enough to move out with, the most proactive and mature people. You know, AJ, Jin, and Natty, they're both really mature. They have their own place. They all have jobs. And, I mean, just hanging out with them, you can tell they're really mature in the way they do things, like the way they carry themselves. They're really proactive with, like, cleaning and taking care of other people. So I got really lucky. Being someone who was never mature, was never proactive, I think I've learned a lot from them in the last, you know, year and a half in regards to that. So eventually, hopefully next year, when I have my own place and I'm maybe living by myself, I'll be able to use those skills and not fail at them as much as I would have before.
What a daddy.
Zara learned how to cook. He got spices.
He had to buy toilet paper.
Sriracha and toilet paper.
We got a story. So when the pandemic started last year, I moved out and the pandemic started, right? But still, I was really living with them, paying rent. Fuck it, I will move out now. And me and Zara, because it's me and living with our friends, right? And they mostly share our stuff. So like, you know what? Let's share. Let's buy toilet paper together. Let's buy some groceries together. That toilet paper lasted a fucking whole year at least. I don't know how the fuck did that happen.
These boys wipe their butt like once a week or some shit.
Because we rarely shit at that. We mostly shit at work or go to home to our parents and shit there. That's okay. True.
It's been. I think we still have 3 rolls left.
Oh, what? No, that's a new one. I bought new ones. Yeah, I bought new ones this year before.
Oh, man.
We can see he's contributing to the relationship.
Yes.
This is why this country needs more bidets, man.
Bidets.
Oh, yeah. Bidet.
They call it bidet.
You can buy that shit at Amazon. Mm. It's only 25 bucks.
Really?
Yeah, 25 bucks.
Attach it to your water supply and
My parents
have
that's dope.
My parents have it.
Oh.
And I'm just going.
Anyway, let's talk about your dating life, man.
Oh shit.
Are you a single man?
Right now I am. I guess I can't. I mean, I can't really complain because I don't really try.
Okay.
Yo, you're a sexy.
Hey, yo, ladies, what the fuck? Why is this man single? Come on.
No, I am. No, I don't really try. So I broke up like a year ago, and then I was using the pandemic as an excuse to, you know, not really have to do anything. Australia's great. The pandemic hasn't affected us
lucky.
Whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really have much of an excuse. I guess I'm just working on myself and, you know, just saving money to hopefully have my own house next year. And in the middle of that and working a lot in a new job, I really haven't left much time for dating.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's true.
Yo, can you tell that story? the grilled one. That shit was funny as fuck.
All right, tell it. Yeah, come on.
Holding this shit.
So me and my friends recently went to a burger shop. And you know, we were just ordering stuff, and I was talking to this sort of the checkout girl or the waitress, and I thought she was cute. And one of my friends works in the same complex, so they didn't know her name, but they knew enough about her that they were able to search on Facebook. So they finally found her, and they were like, I was like, is she, you know, what is she like? They all had sort of like blank surprise expressions, and they all started sort of just screaming, and I was like, what's happening? And they slowly turned the phone around and turned out she had the exact same name as my ex.
Oh, oh my God.
Damn. All attraction gone instantly.
No, you did not. I swear, you went straight up to there and ordered something. What
I thought you ordered your... should have ordered her number.
Girl, can I have your number?
$10, give me that.
Yeah, no, I just asked for the hand sanitizer.
Like, literally the exact same.
Oh my God.
Oh Jesus. Well, what was the story? Come on, like when you went up to order your food.
Oh my God.
Oh, that was the funniest shit you told me.
Okay, so I don't know what was happening, but I have a really hard time choosing between dishes sometimes on the menu. So I was going up and ordering, and I was still deciding. So she was just talking to me, like giving me recommendations, and I said a few things, and she was like, "Damn." I was like, "What is it?" She's like, "You should be a voice actor." And I was like, okay, I think you're trying to butter me up, but I'm already fat. She's like, oh, that's
butter me up. Butter me up.
And that's the really sad, stupid story. Let's change the topic.
Jesus.
Zara has tears in his eyes. I can see them.
He can be a voice actor. Tears.
I thought you said she was underage.
No, what?
Oh, wait, what the?
Everyone was over 18.
We'll explain that one because you said underage.
Let's make sure that the police don't come after us.
Clarify this shit, man. Okay. So we went to, because yesterday was my last day at the place. I was packing up and I got hungry and he got hungry. I was like, yeah, you want to buy some KFC? Like, yeah, sure, fuck it. So there's a KFC nearby. He drove. We were in a fucking drive-thru. We were stuck in traffic, so whatever. We looked up. Okay, there's an Asian girl serving in a drive-thru. And first thing his motherfucker told me, like, yo, she kind of cute. And I'm like, okay, fair enough. And he brought up something. He's like, wait, hold up. So the thing in Australia is like if you work in fast food and you're Asian, most likely you're either underage because you're just starting within high school, you're just trying to earn small money or you're starting uni. That's kind of fair. But yeah, he's kind of right. So we were like, yo, I don't want to play these games. Fuck that shit.
Oh,
50-50 chance is too high.
Well, it's true though. Most of like Asian, like,
yeah,
I guess it works.
I mean, you could have asked.
No.
Girl, what's your age?
Bro, yes, I would like to pay my pay with. Also, how old are you?
No,
that's no harm in asking.
No, pull out your driver's license instead of your card. It's like, oh, my bad. That's my age right there.
What's your age? I think you dropped your age. Is this yours?
What the fuck?
Yo.
It's like a new way of flirting. What's your age?
Yo, can I see your driver's license? I just want to verify you.
You know, you could always do like the zodiac signs. That's like a 12-year difference shit. There.
Oh,
be like, true. Girl, what's your zodiac sign? Oh yeah, tiger. Oh yeah, 98. Okay.
Hold up.
Lordy.
Oh god damn.
Instead of asking star signs, we start asking zodiac signs, guys. Come on, let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Normalize it.
But what was your I know we've been friends for 4 years. You already told me your expression. Oh, what was your first impression about me? What's your first impression about her, my girl?
Oh, see, so I met Ellie briefly once here and there at a party, but I think the earliest memory I have of Ellie is AJ was in an accident and he showed me pictures of his face. It was scarred a little bit.
It was like he was like Two-Face man. He was Garrosh from Mass Effect.
Bro, so, this guy was down bad.
I'll talk about later. But yeah, always.
And then he told me that he was hurt really bad and all that stuff. I remember him telling me that Ellie was a nurse, and I was like, dude, she's gonna like she's out of here. Like, you guys were barely just started dating, but now she took care of you.
What the fuck was that? What do you mean, nurse? That she's a nurse, she'll fucking leave.
She's like, I deal enough with this shit.
Man, she wiped my face with a cold towel.
Already a broken guy. I don't think so. This guy's reached expiring. But she took care of you, and she was there, especially being so sort of early in the relationship. And I was like, damn, this is a genuinely good person. That's my earliest memory of Ellie.
I just wanted to practice my wound care. I was like a first year nurse student.
Were you first year that time?
That's like a second year, I swear.
You guys were in the same year, right?
No,
we did graduate at the same time, though.
Yeah, because
I was second year. Part-time. Either way, I did need to practice my wound nurse care. Okay?
That's motherfucker stitch me up.
Popping some dressings on.
But the darkest memory, like, I think with E2 I had was the Optus karaoke.
Oh shit.
Oh, another story.
Did you know about this one? Nice.
No.
Okay.
I don't know about this.
So work had a, what's it called? A party, karaoke party. And they're like, fuck it, invite partners. I'm like, all right, cool, I'll invite Ellie. Where's the session? Because that drinks went hard. Fuck me.
Okay, open tab.
It wasn't open tab, but it was more of the case that everyone bought so much fucking drinks.
BYO, but like you have to pay per bottle. But if you hired the BYO, then you don't have to pay.
They caught us, but like the company had to pay for it still because it was a company party. Oh. So like, fuck it, they're paid. Yeah, but let's just say everyone got fucking smashed.
I remember. I don't even know if you guys remember this, but I was going up to every couple when I was drunk. And I'm like, guys, you guys should get married for yourself. Don't care about anyone.
Sorry,
else.
You do this literally every time. Every single time you get drunk, you come up to us and you're like, when are you going to have kids? Can I be your groomsman?
Dibs on the first name.
I've never seen Zoro like that before.
Because he doesn't get drunk, though. Plus, I think he does get drunk with us. He's mostly only couples, me and him, Ellie.
Oh, yeah. True.
I get protective when I'm drunk. Like, I'm cleaning up people's puke. I'm, I'm like disgusting. Trying to take care of everyone. Hashtag J.
Yeah, he's a dad.
Actually, forget our first impression. What was your impression of Jay?
Oh my god.
Okay.
Yo, that's a funny ass story.
The first time I went clubbing with him, I think the second time I ever met him, I'm like, dude, this is like a tall guy, he's good looking, he's Filipino, he gets all the girls. He's dancing in the club and he kept coming back to me like every 10 minutes. And every time he would come back to me, he would have like a slightly larger sweat patch on his blue denim shirt. And by the end of the day, his light blue shirt became a fucking, like, dark blue. This man was sweating, like he's melting. I don't know what was happening with him. Was dying.
Yeah, I was. I sweat more than the average human.
You're on drugs.
But you could, like,
he was dying.
Then, like, and you just.
So people can't see what he's doing. He's wringing out his shirt. Wringing, like, the sweat.
Yeah, I didn't know how to describe it, so I just. But yeah,
that's my first impression I can think of. Of Jay.
I was very sweaty. I still am.
Actually, what was Jay's first impression of Ellie?
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
when did we first meet?
I think it was at AJ's place.
Yeah, that incident thing.
Oh yeah, that get well party.
Yeah. What was my first impression?
I mean, you guys talked that.
Yeah, I thought you had a really huge impact on AJ because he started, getting your mannerisms and everything.
That's not first impression, though. That's like after like a month.
No, because you didn't really leave like a, because we didn't talk much.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Because I didn't talk much at the time.
I remember yours. What? I was just like, this man is a fuckboy. I looked at him. And I was like, boy exudes Kevin Wing energy. Just like, it's all it is. He's holding like a Hennessy. He's got a tattoo sleeve. He's just like going for the AVGs. Like, oh my god.
Honestly, I would agree with that, but like knowing Jay now, he's actually a really nice guy.
Yeah, so knowing him now,
nice kind of fuck boys.
Body. I've never.
No, he's a sad boy. That's his different. He's a sad boy.
I don't see the fuck boy at all. Really.
Good boy. Good boys gang. Good boys gang. Speaking of good boys gang, I got a Bumble story.
Oh shit!
So I'm like, so this girl, I matched with this girl, and she messaged, and she was like, "Oh, you have a podcast?"
Oh my god!
I was like, "Yeah."
How'd she find out?
Another list.
No, because I have it on my bio.
You motherfucker!
I have it on my bio.
This man
right?
is repping wherever he can.
Hey, like, hey bro, I would rep this shit in the clubs. I don't care, man. But yeah, she was like, "Oh, what's the name? I'll give it a listen later." And I said, "You know, the Varsity Blues podcast." And after an hour, she unmatched me. bro, before she unmatched me, I was like, "Any feedback will very much be appreciated." And then she unmatches me. I'm like, "Whoa." Whoa, okay, you know what, fuck it, I'm calling her out. Hey, yo, Jessica, what's good?
Yo, chill. Yo, you gotta understand.
She's like a, oh god damn.
Is that the one you have to guess the ethnicity?
Always go for the, huh?
Is that the one you have to guess ethnicity?
No.
Nah, that's a different one.
Why do I always go for the girls that are like out of my league, bro?
God damn.
It's very sad. I'm not gonna unmute her name, by the way. I don't care.
Okay, cool.
That's yes, Jessica, the most generic ass name.
I mean, she's the only Jessica I've mastered on Bumble, so hey, shout out Jessica. Jessica, why?
What do you reckon?
Why?
What put her out there? What do you reckon?
Put her out?
Yeah, with our podcast.
I would say
it's too awesome.
Yeah. Too awesome in a sense, where it's like
she listened and she's like way out of my league. I can't do this.
Yo, too much clout.
I can't offend him
too
with this.
I'm over it, man.
That was like 2 days ago.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Okay, everyone's pain gone. Anyone want a shout out?
What was your guys' first impression of me? Actually, I've never heard that before.
Oh yeah.
Oh, right. I thought you were fucking nice as fuck. I thought you were the nicest guy out there, bro. No, legit, cause you were like how you articulated yourself. You were like very well mannered.
Yeah. I like 100% yeah. agree. Like yeah. the first time you meet Zoro, he's like very charismatic and very like friendly, comes right. up to you, makes up a conversation. Yeah, like, and then bro, suddenly you guys are like best friends. Like what the fuck?
This man is
girls, one of the come on. Guys I know.
Yo, I'm blushing.
Oh boys, either one.
Yo, it's true though.
Closeted by.
Hey man, I'm out of the club. I'm dancing on top of it. I'm out
going
of
to the beat. Yay.
Hey.
Dude, the beat's the best. Let's go.
It's
legit the so best good. Place for girls to go. You don't get hit on.
Yeah,
it's
and
wonderful.
The guys get hit on. It's win-win.
Free drinks, bro.
I had to pay for mine.
A what?
I had to pay for my drinks.
Your game isn't hard enough.
For launching Varsity Blues Podcast, we were pretty much overwhelmed with the ins and outs of podcasting. But thanks to Buzzsprout, podcasting has never been so simple. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch your soon-to-be professional podcast. In fact, Buzzsprout has helped over 100,000 podcasters communicate their message out to the world. Buzzsprout will get your podcast into every major podcasting platform, such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. You'll also get a great-looking podcast website, audio players that you could drop into other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening and where they're listening from, and tools to promote your episode. To start your own podcast and get a $20 Amazon gift card, follow the link in the show notes. This lets Buzzsprout know that we sent you and help support our show. Remember, podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners. Buzzsprout, the easiest and simplest way to start a podcast.
A plus, he's been practicing that.
Bro, just me record that next time.
That's pre-recorded.
That's pre-recorded. Okay. So what's happening?
All right. So we're nearing the end of our show. Unfortunately, sadly, I mean, it's not the show episode. I mean, so let's play a game, a little segment. So I'm going to say these lines from all different right. movies.
Ooh,
and okay. you guys have to guess or say the name of the actor and the movie in okay. which these lines are from.
Oh shit. Okay. The movie buffs are me and
let's go.
Me and Zoro movie buffs are let's go.
Yeah. No, we're all playing individually because this isn't only about bragging rights. This is also for, I mean, the winner also gets
a $20 Amazon gift card.
What the fuck? Whoa. Wow. Yo, what?
From Buzzsprout.
Yo, I need that shit. Let's go.
What is this funding? Oh my god.
Things are high. All right,
funding.
Yo, I need
funding.
This.
Sponsor. Woo.
What the?
Okay. Let me get in the scene.
Yeah, do we do like a buzzer noise when we want to go, or?
No, whoever, you know, like screams first
okay.
or anything.
Okay, cool.
I will tell anyway. <Let's> see. Why so serious? Zoro.
Heath Ledger, Dark Knight.
Goddamn.
The Dark Knight.
Everyone knows
that. That's one.
That's a good
All right.
Good acting.
Next one. That's 1 point. I'm only going to say five of these.
Okay.
So, I live my life quarter mile at a time.
Vin Diesel, Fast and Furious.
Oh, damn. I forgot
nice,
about that.
Nice,
wow.
Nice.
Damn,
good shit.
Buffs.
Which
good
Fast and Furious?
That's a thing.
Out of the 50 that have.
Well, there's like too many there.
Yeah, true.
You got.
It's not nine.
Mm-hmm.
It's either eight or seven.
Isn't the first one?
Fast and Furious still there.
I'll give you half a point for that one. It's Fast and Furious 1.
Okay,
I'll give you half. No, he doesn't say that. He says, the only important thing in this room right now is family.
But still, there's like
family.
Like, the thing is, there's like eight family. Movies. In
yeah,
movies.
Yeah. Well, it's
and there's
a classic.
Only one Heath Ledger in your fucking life, so you can't fucking bring that shit.
It's eight. Hey, look, right, I didn't make the rules. Okay.
All right, you go. Continue ahead.
All right. Mama always said, "Life is like."
Oh, sorry. Oh,
no, Zorro. Zorro.
Forrest Gump. Tony Hanks.
Forrest
Gump.
Nope.
Oh.
My mama always Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks.
Okay. Yeah, Tom Hanks.
I thought you said
Tony
Hanks.
Tony
Hanks.
Yeah,
I was like, Tom Hanks.
Oh, I'm
okay,
so sad.
Right, 1.5. Okay.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
Okay, all right. Good shit. Okay.
That's a three, right? Two more to go. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Okay.
You had me at hello.
The fuck is this?
It's a classic.
Oh, wait. I don't know. I forgot about this one.
Next scene.
Is it Renee Zellweger and Jerry? Jerry. What's his last name? Jerry. I forgot. It has like Tom Cruise and it's Jerry.
You already said Tom Cruise. Wait. Jerry.
No,
Jerry.
It's called Jerry something, but I forgot what it's called.
Okay. Well, Jerry Maguire.
Oh, Jerry Maguire. I was gonna say Seinfeld.
Jerry Maguire. That's a 0.5, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. I want to try to be fair.
Oh,
you know.
Shit. Wait, that's his last question, right?
Yeah.
We're tied. Technically.
Yeah, you guys are tied.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so
last
this
one.
Is for all the marbles, all right?
Marbles.
Okay. Oh, this is for the gift card.
Oh, guys, marbles.
Now we know.
All right. Okay. Mankind was born on Earth. It was never meant to die here.
That is. Morgan Freeman?
No.
Zorro.
Wait, what?
Morgan Freeman?
Morgan Freeman. No, it's not Morgan Freeman.
What movie is that from?
Wait, what did you say? Zorro?
No, I said like a buzzer kind of thing.
Zorro. Okay, what's your answer?
Wasn't this Interstellar? This is Matthew McConaughey?
Oh, shit! Oh, congrats. Nice. Okay, here's your code, buddy. Just copy it down.
Fuck this shit,
there
bro.
It is.
I'm legit a big fan of this guy.
Oh my god.
Oh wait, no, I'll message it to you instead, so it's easier, yeah.
Hell yes. Damn, this is a bad podcast.
You're never coming back here. You're never coming back here, so fuck you.
You're pretty close as well. Pretty close.
I want that $20.
Yeah, you guys could have.
We're gonna use it shared.
Man.
On our shared Amazon account.
Hey,
kid. Oh my god, I'm so excited.
So is that all we got?
Yeah, it's 15 minutes.
Yeah? All right. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's been a banger.
Yeah. You guys
really
enjoyed
it?
Actually, what do you guys think of the podcast?
It's fun.
Honestly,
right?
Yeah, you guys are so professional. It's weird to me that I know you guys
professional.
And it's only 10 episodes in.
We're professional amateurs.
Oh, that we literally just talk about like
so Zara's buttering them up so he can come back.
I'm coming back here.
Hey, I remember before we end this, I remember I asked you to be our third guest. And you declined.
Third host.
Yeah. And you declined. Why?
To be honest, like right at the start, I was like, I don't like my voice when I hear myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I don't really want to do this. But then, honestly, like listening to your podcast, it's been actually like it's been so much better than
it's
I could ever thought.
It's a chill kind of thing.
Yeah. Same, like, we don't care what we talk about.
I was really excited when you guys asked me. But I won't listen to this one. I don't like my voice.
Give it 5 years, we'll
be
canceled.
Do you think you'll be a host?
I would love it, but I feel like these guys...
The offer is always open.
I say the offer is always open. A regular guest would be a great
option. Yeah, a regular guest.
I'd be like that secondary cat that shows up here and there.
Yeah.
Like, give him, like, some time to marinate what happens in life. And, like, come back and let's explain.
Come back and update us on your life.
You guys are the Avengers, I'm Nick Fury. I'll just show up.
Okay.
I want you, baby.
Yeah, you come on anytime, Ellie. Yeah, what the
like,
fuck?
You're legit in the background.
Yeah, I'm in the background. Yeah. Anyway, I should come on as your fact checker. Like,
that's true.
Honestly, some of the shit you guys say, fucking JWC Academy, like, what the fuck is that?
We cleared it up. Well, we got it right in the end, right?
How about Hillsong, bro?
Hillsong, we did.
We said JMC. Like,
yeah. Hillsong is charismatic.
Oh, no, he said it.
You read that. I was like, they're charismatic. Yeah, I've said they're charismatic people.
Yeah.
He was not saying it as people. He was saying it as if it was a denomination.
Well, whatever. But he's
charismatic.
I am coming on as a fact checker.
Fact checker. She's going to buzz in. It's like, yo, fuck you. That's the wrong
one. Okay. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We'll catch you guys in the next one. See yous.
See yous.
Bye.